So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. We'll have Dom's Money Melody, and we hope this hour, this long national nightmare with Jeffrey Epstein, how many years, how many decades, how many presidents, how much nonsense he gets caught the first time, gets a slap on the wrist, then goes back to doing the same thing. Maxwell's still out there. Special treatment in prison. President Trump turning beginning of this week and saying, all right, go ahead, vote the files out. We hope that the House will be doing that this hour. And I'm hoping that Republicans, although I'm a little bit doubtful, will be unanimous. That'll be another check of the box to move forward with this and to just start to put it to bed. But then it's on to the Senate, the president, the whole thing. I know it seems enormous. It never ends. But just think during various campaigns how Republicans pledged this. Trump pledged it. Get to the bottom of it. Bill Clinton, Lolita Express, Epstein Island, all that went into this right in plain view going on in America. And now we're at a moment of truth. I just think of people like Jeff Van Drew. You know, I've become friendly with Jeff, and I think he's a great ally of the president, bringing him to Wildwood, the whole thing. But on this, he was one of the first. Here's a little bit, if you guys are tapped in, Ron Johnson, just want to, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, speaking right now ahead of the Epstein files vote. Just want to dip in for a second.
Democrats are using the Epstein tragedy, the unspeakable evils that this guy committed with his trafficking ring and all of the abuses that they made these young women go through. They're using that as a political weapon to try to distract from their failures as a party. And to try their best to try to tie President Trump somehow into this wretched scandal. The president had nothing to do with it. He's been very clear, and he has nothing to hide. And that's why he's endorsed the vote today. I suspect this vote will be probably unanimous. But here's the important point that everybody needs to understand. We have been advocates of maximum transparency, but we have also insisted that the victims be carefully protected. The Oversight Committee has been doing extraordinary work, and we've got some of the most vigorous advocates on the Republican and Democrat side on the Oversight Committee. They've been working in earnest to deliver transparency for the American people and to do it in a responsible manner. What do we mean by that? The bipartisan effort over there is already producing all the results that the discharge petition seeks and much, much more. Chairman Comer and all of these advocates over there have been releasing thousands of documents, for example, from the Epstein estate. By the way, in my view, that's been the greatest treasure trove of information because it's yielded for us Epstein's own personal flight logs, his financial records, his daily calendars, and so much more. But importantly, none of that was addressed or is addressed in the legislation that's being voted on today. The estate files wouldn't even have been encompassed in that. And so it goes to show that the Oversight Committee is doing it from the right way. From the very beginning, we've been insistent that this matter be handled carefully and with the utmost caution and care for the people who have been harmed. They should not be made to suffer any longer. We're talking about real people's lives at stake here.
Okay, that's Speaker Mike Johnson. We'll dip back in. We'll get the vote. Hopefully, this isn't, I'm sure, Hakeem Jeffries and yawning.
Everyone's got to get up and grandstand.
Yeah, exactly.
And
please,
real quick.
Let's just have the vote here. He did say he thinks it could be unanimous. That's interesting. Will every Republican now vote that way? Mike Johnson was not leaning that way before. We've heard this caution before about the victims, and I think the victims, as far as I can tell, want this to be transparent, want to have it out there, want to move forward. Even though this will only be a big check in the box, it will not be the finality of actually getting it out there. And in the end, the maddening question, will we ever know why President Trump was pushing so much on the other side when all the stuff that we see so far, and anything that can be predicted here, does not implicate him in that. You know the story. Democrats tried to redact the name of the woman who was one of the victims because she's the person that said that President Trump did nothing wrong in this. Now, you know, his association early on with Epstein, et cetera, is not a good thing. But in the end, what is it? Bill O'Reilly yesterday was still going down that same path, even at the 11th hour. No, you're going to embarrass people. You're going to make their life difficult, who will be victims also because they didn't do anything and their name's going to be mentioned. I think people are going to figure that out. We're going to look at the context of this. We're going to look at the emails. I've even heard people saying that Prince Andrew will not be damaged. But I don't know about that based upon everything that we've seen here. I'm not in that camp. Larry Summers, the former head of Harvard, who was married and getting advice from Epstein, apparently on how to seduce some of these younger women, has withdrawn from public life for now, saying he can't continue given the embarrassment of this. So that's all gone on. We'll dip back in once we have the vote. And again, I wish Mike Johnson, stop beating it to death here. You've said what you've said. You took your position. We get it. You restate it. Why they were reluctant on some of this stuff, we'll see. All right. We have Dom's Money Melody coming up with Henry putting that together. Got a great side question. 855-839-1210. We can get you on board. Once the Epstein thing moves forward, the word of the day and the word that's going to be there, and I have to say, I have more hope that Republicans are getting a bit of a handle on this, is affordability. The Democrats are not owning that as much as Trump people. President Trump yesterday at the McDonald's thing was on home territory. He talked about the first fry cook becoming president of the United States. He did a great job when he was out at that McDonald's. We went there right before the election, you may remember, had a big crowd out there. Around all that, it was a huge moment. And they are doing a lot of the right things on affordability. With the housing issue, though, I'm kind of surprised. You just heard Robert of Ben Salem. This is a thing that really gets in the way of people being optimistic about America and ready to move forward. Oh, my goodness. No, I can't. I'm not dipping into this. Jamie Raskin. My God, one of the most repellent, Mr. Constitution, although he said nothing about Epstein, will be arguing for a few minutes about what at the 11th hour here. Nothing. That all the arguments have been made. And the argument now, Henry, is we're worried about collateral damage, they're saying, to the victims or somebody else here by releasing. They're still making this argument that America has rejected and will reject. You had some displeasure.
I don't know. It seems kind of weird to me. They're all kind of saying the same thing.
Yes.
Like over and over again. Like no matter what the side is, like, we need these released, but we need released in a way that doesn't hurt the victims. And they just keep getting up and saying that and like pointing at the other side like that's what they don't want. Like,
well, and the victims are the ones, by and large. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene said there could be 1,000 victims. So I can't speak for every victim. But the bottom line of them, they're putting up billboards on 95. They were on Monday Night Football. They want it released. They want it released completely here. People know any number of their names. Some have written books. Some have been out there publicly. So do we have to take a poll of the victims? And if the poll goes the other way, it's 499 to 501. We don't release this. That doesn't make any sense. The media is poised by the hundreds for the House vote and then the reaction on this. So I still don't think it's going to be unanimous. Some people are going to vote against it just to get their name out there. But it's going to be very close to unanimous.
You think? Yes. You think they'd vote against
Get their name out there? If they're in a safe seat, then they'll pontificate. It is always a contrarian or two. Oh. You want to take a pizza, you want to say they're going to be unanimous.
No, it's not that I would say they're unanimous, but like I just don't think someone take it to make a name, put a statement out there like, yeah, I'm against putting the Epstein files. Doesn't seem like it's a very short-sighted thing.
They'll couch it in terms of protecting the victims and yada, yada, yada. But how do you get more play if you're a middle-range representative? You get it by voting against it. I know it seems disastrous politically and morally, etc., around this, but I think that absolutely can happen. I think we're almost, though, ready for the vote. Massey, oh my God, it's murderers row. Massey out on the front steps of the Capitol with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Massey during this is not, I have lost a lot for Massey. I know some people have come around to him now because Trump has really hammered him, but not a favorite of mine. And I used to see he was not just a contrarian. I think he's more of a contrarian than anything else. Marjorie Taylor Greene's backstory, she wants to be in the Senate in Georgia. They sent her a poll. You would lose by 20 points to the current Democrat. No, we're not going to back you on that. That has propelled her into being more blatantly out there in the face of Trump. But she has made a reasonable position about the victims and why this has to be public. So there's baggage all the way around on this. And of all days, who's at the White House? Ugh. The baggage, the Saudi prince.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like you can't escape the real world of what you have to do when you're president. And President Trump had a moment there with a reporter. This was at the White House, right? With this ABC reporter. It was quite a rant. And this was on Epstein?
Yeah, she asked a question regarding Epstein, and Trump didn't care for her tone.
All right, let's hear a little bit of that.
Mr. President, why wait for Congress to release the Epstein files? Why not just do it now?
You know, it's not the question that I mind. It's your attitude. I think you are a terrible reporter. It's the way you ask these questions. You start off with a man who's highly respected, asking him a horrible, insubordinate, and just a terrible question. And you could even ask that same exact question nicely. You're all psyched up. Somebody psychs you over at ABC. You're going to psych it. You're a terrible person and a terrible reporter. As far as the Epstein files is, I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. I threw him out of my club many years ago because I thought he was a sick pervert. But I guess I turned out to be right. But you know who does have? Bill Clinton. Larry Summers, who ran Harvard, was with him every single night, every single weekend. They lived together. They went to his island many times. I never did. Andrew Weissman, I hear. All these guys were friends of his. Andrew, you don't even talk about those people. You just keep going on the Epstein files. And what the Epstein is a Democrat hoax to try and get me not to be able to talk about the $21 trillion that I talked about today. It's a hoax. Now, I just got a little report, and I put it in my pocket. Of all the money that he's given to Democrats, He gave me none, zero, no money to me. But he gave money to Democrats. And people are wise to your hoax. And ABC is your company, your crappy company, is one of the perpetrators. And I'll tell you something. I think the license should be taken away from ABC because your news is so fake and it's so wrong. And we have a great commissioner, the chairman, who should look at that, because I think when you come in and when you're 97% negative to Trump and then Trump wins the election in a landslide, that means obviously your news is not credible and you're not credible as a reporter. So I've answered your question. You should go and look at the Democrats who received money from Epstein, who spent their time. Larry Summers was with him all the time. That creep of the fund guy was with him all the time. What's his name?
Reid Hoffman.
I don't know Reid Hoffman, but I know he spends a lot of money on the radical left. Reid Hoffman, in my opinion, should be under investigation. He's a sleazebag. And those are the people, but they don't get any press, they don't get any news, and you're not after the radical left because you're a radical left network. But I think the way you ask a question with the anger and the meanness is terrible. You ought to go back and learn how to be a reporter. No more questions from you. Who else has a question?
All right, there you go. You guys were right. That was quite a stream of consciousness here before the big vote. And with the Saudis sitting there at the White House. Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. All right, 855-839-1210. I think we'll have the vote before we hand it off to Rich. It looks that way, you know, some pontificating, Jamie Raskin, a couple of others. And the vote should happen pretty quickly. It is a big moment simply because finally there'll be a degree of finality in one sector that this will be unanimous to release them. It doesn't mean we're home to get that done and move on, though. 855-839-1210. First, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That is exactly right. And Henry, help me out here. I don't know what we're playing for today.
Yeah.
I couldn't have thrown that up. No, I...
You got it?
Yeah. Nope, I do not.
All right, anyway. Today's winner will receive a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra, Philly Sports Put to Music, on Saturday, November 22nd at Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield, PA, Delaware County. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com. Anywho, so Dom, today on the side question, we're asking for those all-time con artists. Those people that had you fooled, had you duped. In music, one of the worst things you can do to dupe an audience is lip sync, right? No one likes a lip syncer. You know, everyone wants to see that live performance.
What would you say the lip syncing that goes on now? It seems to be almost 50-50 to me.
I would think there's a fair amount of it going on today. And, and it's what's crazy is I think it happens a lot in like televised performances where
that's
it's like
what I'm talking
people are
going
to catch you on doing that. So I find that crazy. But talking about a television performance where someone had to lip sync, the Mamas and the Papas went on the Ed Sullivan Show back in September 24th, 1967. And as you may know, what Ed Sullivan wants, Ed Sullivan gets on the Ed Sullivan Show. He asked, or the producers asked, the band to lip sync their song California Dreamin'. Well, band member Michelle Phillips did not like that one bit, going as far to eat a banana during the performance of California Dreamin', clearly illustrating that, yes, they are lip-syncing that performance, and no, she is not happy about it. So I'm going to play you California Dreamin' today. I want to know the language in which California Dreamin' is being sang here. One hint about this language, the country is a neighbor of, you guessed it, Uzbekistan.
So. Bring in the terrorists up there. But people that get special, if they call in and they have a real ID, given the trouble they had to go through, we'll have to give them a special line here to get through and get their CDL or the prize. That's right.
Yeah, so I want the language of this country that is a neighbor of Uzbekistan. Let's take a listen.
Driving an 18-wheeler, yes. Yeah, he's got the vibe.
Huh.
Neighbor of Uzbekistan.
All right. Hit us with that. No maps allowed. Hit us with that, and you're off to see Joe Conklin. 855-839-1210. Jump in now. Get the belt. Win the prize of the day.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. All right. Henry brought everything together here. The cover, the country, and also the terrorist. Next to that, the alleged terrorist, Dom, the CDL license, and your real ID. And if you have the real ID, say so. I see a guy on the road. He's probably got a real ID. All right, let's hear the clue.
In the same neighborhood as Uzbekistan.
Yeah, it's such a great song, too. Even there, it translates pretty much, I think. Mm-hmm. Let's go to John in Huntington Valley. John, what's the country?
Kyrgyzstan, my wonderful Dom. Kyrgyzstan.
No, thank you, John.
Not quite that specific.
By the way, the motion is to suspend the rules and pass the bill. So far... It's Democrats leading Republicans and moving forward on this.
I don't see any nays.
No nays. I don't see any nays, though, yet. Right. No nays yet on this. Not one saying nay not to pass this. All right, let's go to Joe on the road. All right, Joe, what's the country?
Is it Kazakhstan?
No, it's no. Two in a row with Kag. All right, Henry, you may want to give another little clue here, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Very large country.
Oh,
yeah. Like, I thought this was a layup, but apparently not. Okay. Very large in mass.
Okay. Scott in Northeast Philly. Scott, what's the country?
You're talking to me. Georgia.
All right, well, I get it.
Maybe the biggest country by surface area. Okay. I don't think there's anything that even comes close. Very harsh winters.
Okay, and this is near where again?
It's one country over from Uzbekistan.
Okay, all right. We'll take it off air, and then when we have a winner, we'll declare it. 855-839-1210. So the voting process is underway, and we didn't see one no vote yet on the Epstein file situation. When we have clarity that it's passed or not, it's going to pass. It's a question of does it pass unanimously or not? And the betting odds are looking, I'm still saying that, you know, some of these people are just contrarians and they'll come up with, I mean, remember when Arwin Specter would not kick Bill Clinton out of office and he cited Scottish law? My God. I mean, beyond belief that we had to endure that. And what? He got a lot of media play on that. All right, let's go to Sam in Doylestown. Sam, what's the country?
Hey, Dom, the country would be Russia.
Nicely done.
There you go. It wasn't all those Kazakhstans and Borat and whatever. It was Putin all along. It was Putin all along that did it. He's gone off the sea, Joe Conklin. Boop. Henry, nice in how you brought all that stuff together. The lead story today, we're talking about this guy, and tomorrow we have the head of the Republicans demanding a full investigation in Pennsylvania. How did a guy, wanted terrorist from Uzbekistan, get an 18-wheeler CDL license in Pennsylvania and real ID?
Yeah.
I mean, it's stunning.
Believe me, to all those guesses out there for all the stands, I was trying to find to find a song in their language. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, brutal. That was in Russian then, I guess, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. So it's 855-839-1210. As all this is going on, Fox headline, Democrats doubling down on the trans rights fight. This is Trans Awareness Week. And you're saying, haven't they learned their lesson? I'm sick of this type of stuff. Remember my motto on this. We are winning inch by inch. And it's good that we're winning inch by inch because there's political fallout and damage on this. I thought there would be more in Jersey and certainly in Virginia, but apparently the affordability issue overran that. Still don't know how. They're the people that caused this, that affordability would be on the Democrat side. But they're still fighting this Trans Awareness Week, doubling down. They still think, you know, they're feeling themselves after this election cycle and thinking they're golden on this and that they will continue to punish Republicans who stand in their way. Not so. It is a winning issue. It brings people to vote who ordinarily may not vote. There's no other side to this, particularly the sports part of it. All right. So 855-839-1210. Still waiting for the final vote on the Epstein files. As we said, though, nobody has said nay yet. Let's go to Phil in Delaware. Phil, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Phil.
Hey, good afternoon. Obviously, always a great show. Well, the government's open, which means I'm headed to the Capitol.
Ah,
so I'll let you know what the results are.
Okay.
So, about 3 months ago, I was stopping in Queens at a Jollibee Filipino fast food joint. And I'm sitting at the table, and these young college students are sitting there eating and wearing their Mondami buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, who's that? They said, I hear he's running for mayor. I'm thinking, you hear he is running for mayor, and you're going around knocking on doors and pushing somebody. You're from Jersey. What's the deal? Oh, well, they put bands out there that said they'll pay for our dinner if we spend a couple hours canvassing.
Yeah.
I said, well, there's that fake front. But the answer to today is Blazing Saddles, Mel Brooks. It was just a movie set, and when you first watched it, you thought you were in the Wild Wild West watching a Westerner, but it wasn't.
Thank you, Phil. All right. Well, yeah, I don't know about that as an answer. Okay. Yeah, it's true, maybe, but I don't.
His answer reminds me of his story there.
You
just heard him on Dommy. It's like, oh, you just heard of, kind of Blazing. Yeah. You had no idea what it was going into it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll take more calls. We hope to have a result on this. As we said, no nays yet that we saw in the early voting. The excruciating, how I want this to be over by 3 o'clock, that at least the House now is moving forward. Then the Senate, Thanksgiving and end of the year.
Go quickly?
Yeah. Eat your lunch at your desk there. Vote, vote, vote all day long. I would institute 14-hour votings. Well, we don't have enough time to take that up. Oh, you're going to have time under this. Bathroom breaks? Yeah, you got 5 minutes. Here's a bottle. Okay. Women, all right, we'll make an exception. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Let's talk Dr. Bentz for a moment. My good friend, personal dental specialist, and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz, exciting news to share. His daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification. Now, you got to understand, I talked to Dr. Bentz and his wife, who's also a dentist, and this is no small feat. You know, when I've been there for treatment, we're talking about it. Wow, this is something that really takes a lot. That now means you have over 11 years of training and 33 years of experience between them. It's thrilling to know that Dr. Emily Bentz joins Dr. Bentz in providing the best in customized and innovative care for the most complex dental cases like mine, in addition to the exceptional general dentistry services provided by Dr. Sarah Cooley Bentz, a true family affair. So when you have an issue that requires really top-notch, highly specialized care, second opinion. Other dentists send people to Dr. Bentz routinely. Just do what I did. Call the Bentz Dental Group. Get that initial appointment. 610-272-6949. Visit all this. Check it out at their website, BentzDentalGroup.com. That's B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, it is over. Well, partially over. The House has the votes for the Epstein files release. I don't see the final number up here, Henry. Though, have you seen any nays yet?
So far, well, there's no nays yet. It's okay. 186 Republican, Democrat 186. No nays.
Okay.
Yeah, no nays.
No nays. All right. I'm kind of surprised. We're going to see if that holds here. This late in the vote, I think it might. But they are announcing, too, that they have gotten the votes now. That's more than enough. 218 was the magic number to release the files from the House. We'll give you the final wrap-up. I don't know, some of these people holding back their vote, how long it takes. It's all electronic. What will happen in the Senate now? How long will it take to get this here? The pressure will mount. We'll see some more leaking. 194, 193. Not voting. It's down to like the last 20 or so odd people. It's approaching the final numbers. I mean, why hold back your vote? Don't they hit the button the same time as everybody else? I think I'll torture people a while longer here. What possible more information do you need to make that determination?
They're waiting for the breaking news, Chiron, to come across their phone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, something new is going to happen here. Trump says, I did it. Yeah, that's what they're waiting for. Come on. It's down to only 38 votes left. Henry, you may be the winner here. You were betting unanimous, right?
Yeah, that's where I was siding on that. Yeah.
All right. I'm still saying there's one maniac there in Congress. That's going to, they're screwing up the courage. You're saying, do I do it? I'll be on the nightly news tonight. The Dom Giordano show will be bothering me. They'll want to have me on. Could it be? Oh, wait a minute. There is a nay.
I don't know. There's been some false flags before.
Okay,
we've had a few nays and it goes away.
It goes away. All right. One Republican nay. They know that I predicted it. So my prediction's got to be right. We're down to 34 votes. Left here. Let me take a call here. Scott in Mount Laurel. We'll see if that nay goes away or not on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, welcome in.
Hey, thanks. If Jim Jordan's the nay, then I'm going to know there was some kind of a pineapple juice deal going on.
I told Greg Stocker this morning, I heard from the grapevine, he's got cases delivered to the house. Get that pineapple juice.
Did I earlier hear Robert from Ben Salem say that companies shouldn't be able to buy houses and rent them out?
Major companies. Yes. Yeah. He did say that.
I can't go with that. Okay. Free markets. I'm for the free market. I can't go with that. I wanted to put that on. Robert's great, but I got to disagree with him on that one.
All right, Scott, you got to call this. You're a numbers guy. We're down to 21 votes left. There's still one nay up. Does that nay stand?
You know what? I don't know. That's a tough call because I don't know. Why would somebody vote nay? Because the public opinion is for yes.
Right.
So usually people will vote with the public opinion, especially when the thing has already been decided and they can't change it.
It's down to 17 votes left and one nay is still up there.
So what are they going to say? I hit the wrong button. Sorry.
No, I think they're going to say they're the only principal one. It'll hurt the victims and all. And we're going to call this this person is fraudulent. It's voting nay at this point. It's down to 13 votes left.
Maybe that person's been against the whole time, and they want to seem consistent, even though it's irrelevant now because it's going to pass. I don't know. I'm just throwing out a theory. I have no idea. But I'm still thinking on that pineapple juice deal. That's a possibility. I'm not giving up on that.
Who's your person?
You may disagree, Dom, but I think Andy McCarthy is the biggest fraud in the public sphere right now in the media. He says he spends the interviews and saying, you know, like 80% of things that we totally agree with. And then he comes up with some way of either telling us why it's okay. He comes up with something like to take the air out of the balloon or some reason why, I agree with you, but, you know, you really can't do anything about it. Like, he is the biggest apologist and underminer to protect the establishment, especially the law enforcement and the FBI and the Justice Department, no matter what they do, at all costs. And he is a total fraud.
Oh, man. Andy McCarthy. Wow. We haven't had, he does have Trump derangement in large measure. But Henry, we're down to 5 Republican votes left and 4 Democratic votes left. What are these people? 5-3 now. Democrats voting, and one nay is up there. So I'm thinking 424.
I'm thinking, just to throw it out there, thinking maybe it might be like a vote from Speaker Johnson. I think it might be him.
Oh, Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be the worst of all, because now they're going to be with him. I mean, this is a nightmare. Whoever is voting nay on this is doing this not because they're a purist and they see, and we ought to honor them. No, I don't think it's Jeff Andrew. He's not doing it.
No, it's not.
I know what people are thinking. Our listeners are thinking it's Brian Fitzpatrick. I tell you, I know it's Brian Fitzpatrick. They always want to. Scott Perry? No, I don't think so. Who is the Republican contrarian? And we're down to just 7 votes. 425 have. I mean, when's the time limit on this? Hit the button, please. Just it's a button. And still that one day up there, it's killing Henry on this. Could I be right on this? I don't want to make it a horse race here, Henry, but it is interesting that there's still one nay out there. And this happens frequently, but not on a vote like this. This is a vote of conscience. This is a vote that should be very easy. We're down to 5 votes left, 2 on the Republican side. It's 216-211. That's how close this is. But they're all on the same page saying, yay, suspend the rules and pass this. And still, all right, let's take a break. And when we come back, I think we're going to have an answer. Are these people maddening or what? The games that they play. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll also do the lightning round next on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, we'll get to the lightning round, but it is official. The vote is over, and we have one nay, apparently, and it's believed to be, at least speculated on Twitter by several people, Clay Higgins, and he's a guy that was one of the leaders supporting the full investigation, but through the House oversight. So I guess that's what he's going to hang his hat on. Come on. Grandstander extraordinaire in this. As predicted, he'll be all over the place. Why did you vote on protecting the victims?
Enough of the government oversight on this. Get
exactly.
it out there.
Yeah, let's get it out there. So it is astounding. Think about where we began the week, or Sunday at least, until the president put this on Truth Social. We thought this would be a relatively close vote, that almost all Democrats would vote for it. And Jeff Andrew on the show started to say, was it yesterday, upwards of 50 Republicans. Now it's unanimous, except for this one yo-yo from
Louisiana,
Clay Higgins, who is standing, I guess you'll see it, on the idea that, no, this is going to harm the victims. What's wrong with this? It's a grandstander. The others have it right. Now the ball moves forward here to the Senate and to the president to see his reaction on this. But after all this, it was nearly unanimous. Unanimous is always better, but that's pretty close. That means Mike Johnson voted for this, and that's the right thing to do. All right, lightning round. Hit us with that all-time con man or woman and or something fraudulent. We've had some great ones, some great answers on Twitter. Today is the day of the Jonestown massacre. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew, what do you have today?
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot, man. Hey, you know, I know I sound like a cynic, but I wouldn't be surprised if whoever voted that nay was being paid off by Bill Clinton, if you know what I mean. But
well, he couldn't pay off enough people. It's going to be out there.
That's another time. I would love to comment on that.
Yeah.
Hey, Dom, whoever built and marketed the Titanic had the whole world duped into thinking it was unsinkable.
That's true, but yeah. We give a little bit of grace when you're hitting an iceberg.
Exactly right.
No, it's unsinkable.
No.
You can hit an iceberg.
Unsinkable.
You can
the hit biggest 10 ship
of them.
Ever.
You can
fly right through.
You can drive it down Main Street in Upper Darby and hit something. Right, it's unsinkable. That's a pretty good one. Gary in Newtown, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, did anybody take off COVID-1984?
No.
Then I'm gonna go with something that's affordability. I'm gonna go with the 2008 financial crisis, which was the subprime mortgage. That's right where we are today.
All right, gotcha, Gary. Joe of Exton, cue the music. Hi, Joe.
yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
My concept of a blatant fraud is the mayor-elect of New York City.
True, Joe. He hasn't even started yet, but he is fraudulent. Absolutely. By the way, we didn't play today. Tomorrow, New York City police illustrating for some reason to people how to put the hijab on. I mean, it's like, what the heck? In honor of Mandani or whatever, the woman demonstrating
why are the police doing it?
Well, that's what I mean. What was the reason? Oh, you know, someday you might wear, all women are going to be wearing these under Mandani, so get ready for it.
Yeah.
That's another thing. How could young women particularly vote for this guy, given his Muslim belief about women? Well, go figure. Bill in Bucks, our final hitter. All right, Bill, what's yours?
Well, my answer today is a person who founded the FTX cryptocurrency exchange. He was celebrated as the poster boy for crypto. Ultimately, he was convicted of fraud and related crimes. One of his victims, or maybe two of his victims, one Tom Brady, and the other was Kevin O'Leary of the Shark Tank.
I didn't know that.
Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yeah, Kevin O'Leary?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No,
advice?
Kevin was going on TV singing this guy's praises. He's this. Yep. He's next up. He is a genius.
The whole crypto thing.
The whole thing.
I'm sorry.
Con.
You know, money comes too hard earned to be going down Broadway. Oh, you'll see in the future. Okay. Kirk, a lot of good ones.
A lot
what
of good
did you
ones.
Like?
I love Robert. I love Robert, the historical, and how he broke it up from the past. I'm going to go with Robert Min Salem with Wachovia Bank.
Ah, that was a big number there, $237 billion. Henry?
Yeah, I like the history lesson with Wachovia Bank. The other two I really liked today were Drew and Upper Darby of the Titanic, because it is correct. Like, that is the unsinkable ship. If your build is such, you shouldn't get dragged down by something you put in your drink. And then the other one, right at the end there, Bill and Bucks with Sam Bankman-Fried. I mean, he conned some of the smartest money people out there into thinking he was going to be this next, you know, Bill Gates level type of stud, and instead he's in jail with the Elizabeth Holmeses of the world.
I'd go with that last one. I think that's right.
Yeah.
And you look at this guy, I look at him and go, come on now, I'm buying this guy. Really?
Yeah.
Just look at him.
Well, that's the thing. Like, there's so many, like, eccentric billionaires now. It's like, this is just the next, long line of them. It's like, no, he was actually just a dork.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, he's the guy saying, may I meet you? By the way, we'll play that tomorrow, that Bill Ackman guy, the billionaire, saying that's the line guys ought to use to women, may I meet you? Apparently, people believe it's being said around America. Oh,
it's 100% being said now.
Oh, God, yes.
Ironically.
Yeah, ironically.
Yeah.
I think I'll say it to Scott Jennings, by the way, shameless plug, at our big event coming up December 9th, which is right around the corner, given Thanksgiving is late this year. So December 9th, Tuesday night, over at the Great Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. A lot of great dinner spots before that. Scott Jennings will be with us. I'm going to see if we can take some of the bigger moments of Jennings facing down. It's like the OK Corral every night. You know, they should take your guns out and put it on the table. These progressives firing away at him from all angles. And I'll ask him, did that face come naturally? Or do you practice that? That smirk, the face, when the host or somebody else says something out of line. His new book, How Trump Stormed Washington and Saved Western Civilization. A lot of Elon Musk personal interview, President Trump. It's going to be a fabulous night with him. I mean, CBS wants him badly to be on there even. Biggest star of the year rising on the conservative side. Get your tickets, 1210WPHT.com. And really, go for the meet and greet ticket. Very reasonable. You'll be backstage with me, Scott Jennings, and have a chance to meet with him, to get up and close and see what he's all about. It's always great to get the meet and greet. All right, that's the VIP ticket option there. All right, so we have put aside tomorrow the Epstein thing. No, Clay Higgins will be out there tonight all over the place telling us why he couldn't do what the rest of the country wanted and go down that path. Follow me on Twitter until tomorrow at DomShow1210. And tomorrow, we welcome back E.J. Antoni. We'll talk affordability with him. And we'll also talk with Greg Rothman, the head of the GOP in Pennsylvania. They're demanding, but I'm going to try to fire him up. I mean, what are you going to do to force a full investigation, testimony under oath? How did this maniac from Uzbekistan get a CDL from Pennsylvania and a real ID? Ended up arrested by ICE with an 18-wheeler in Kansas. Now, we know that California does stuff like this. How did Pennsylvania do it? And what did Josh Shapiro do about this hole in this whole thing? So we're going to see how serious the Republicans are to pushing the envelope. And one of our real favorites tomorrow, Joe Concha. Want to talk with him. He is the communications guy, messaging guy. He's got that book coming out, The 99 Most Unlikable People, I think we talked about. I don't know who he has said is number one yet. We'll ask him again tomorrow. But what does he say the messaging should be on affordability? How do you blunt what Democrats are clearly running on? All right? The Epstein matter moves forward. I know it's slow progress to get to the end of this. And it's going to be even more intense now because I don't know that these senators have gotten the message that America wants this to be out there, come hell or high water. They want to end it. They want this put to bed after all these decades, just so we don't marvel at how a guy so repellent, so obvious. Marjorie Taylor Greene made a good point today. It may have been 1,000 young women that were involved here, was able to do this president after president, decade after decade, without justice finally doing something. Some measure of justice today, almost unanimous. All right, Rich is poised to take you home with 4 big hours on this breaking news, and God knows what else may happen. But tomorrow, turns a page, and we'll get into any number of other things that are developing, including you went through the real ID. How did this guy get through that process, barely speaking English, if at all? All right, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.